Christ is risen. Alleluia. He's risen indeed. Today we saw the dramatic faith of the centurion depicted in our drama. It is contrasted with the drama on Good Friday when we explored the depth of Thomas's uncertainty. Thomas was certain about his devotion to Jesus, but not about the reasons why. Faith that demands proof is not faith. Paul reminds the people of Corinth about the distinction when he writes, "For Jews demand a sign and Greeks seek wisdom. But we preach Christ crucified, a stumbling block to Jews and folly to Gentiles. But to those who are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ, the power of God and the wisdom of God." Faith is not a matter of proof. In Romans we read, "For in this hope we were saved. Now hope that is seen is not hope, for who hopes for what he sees? But if we hope for what we do not see, we wait for it with patience." However, our faith is not without evidence. There were many witnesses to Christ's resurrection, not just the disciples, but at one time to more than 500 people. It is actual eyewitnesses who carry the weight of proof, and our Lord has left a legacy of eyewitnesses for those of us who hunger for something tangible. We also experience his presence in Holy Communion, where we can taste and see that the Lord is good. Faith is also able to see what is precious and is willing to risk everything for it. There's a story that goes back a long ways about Oliver Cromwell, who was about to execute a soldier for dereliction of duty. He ordered that the man be killed as soon as the curfew bell rang in the church tower. A maiden to whom the soldier was engaged climbed into the belfry and, risking life and limb, reached to grab the clapper of the large bell. She hung on to it precariously. As the rope was pulled to toll the curfew, her hands were repeatedly slammed against the sides of the bell. Cromwell demanded to know why the bell was silent. And when the girl was brought before him, she showed him her bruised and bleeding hands. And Cromwell said to the maiden, "There will be no curfew tonight. Your beloved shall live." God's hands in Jesus were bruised and bleeding. Faith sees a loving God who carried the weight of our sin and punishment upon himself. He paid the supreme price, as Scripture records. The wages of sin is death. The crucifixion would remain a sad and tragic story of love lost if it weren't for the fact of the resurrection. Yes, the wages of sin is death. Paul goes on to say, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. And as Paul once mused, if Christ has not been raised, then our preaching is in vain and your faith is in vain. If Christ has not been raised, your faith is futile and you are still in your sins. Then those also who have fallen asleep in Christ Jesus perished. If in Christ we have hope in this life only, we are of all people most to be pitied. But in fact, Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. In Jesus' resurrection, we have the guarantee of our future resurrection. Faith is what Scripture calls a living hope. Jesus rose bodily from the dead. He is alive. He lives in the hearts of all believers. God is present with us, and He has not abandoned us in our weaknesses, to our troubles and our sorrows. He is with us through them all. As David declared, "I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff comfort me." Faith leads us away from our self-care to serve one another in the power of the Holy Spirit who strengthens us. Faith believes in a living God who is active in our lives. Paul humbly trusted God and confessed, "I can do all things through Him who strengthens me." Faith sees the love of God, and it wants to share that love with others. In a famous love chapter of 1 Corinthians 13, Paul writes, "If I have all faith so as to remove mountains, but have not love, I'm nothing." It was love that moved Jesus to hang on the cross for us. Trusting God the Father to raise Him. And it is our faith that believes in Christ, which trusts unconditionally in the love of God, which can stand at the foot of the cross, not seeing how sins are forgiven, not seeing the gates of heaven opened, and yet we still believe. Where's the evidence of your faith today? A more important question may be, where is the evidence of Jesus' love? The evidence is found at the cross. And an empty tomb. We proclaim with the writer of Hebrews, "Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for and the conviction of things not seen." Or as Jesus said to Thomas, "Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." Christ is risen. Alleluia. He is risen indeed. In Jesus' name, amen.